Home again, albeit for a quick visit, but still nice to be home, isn't it?
Without a doubt. It's always good to be back. Your bed feels better. Nice to snuggle up next to the wife, too. It's a good feeling to be home.
You've got the Toronto Maple Leafs in here now, a team that, depending on who's at home, has had success. This is the final time you'll see them, but you're catching them off, I guess, on the tail end of back-to-backs.
Yeah, we've had success when we've played against teams that are on the second half of back-to-backs this year. Just like we haven't had a lot of success on our second half of back-to-backs. But you know, if we can get on them early in the first period, I think it gives us a better chance to win. But they're a team with a lot of speed, and that can hurt you if you don't play a tight checking game against them.
I know scoring's been a bit of a dry spell. I know Coach is sick and tired of answering to that. I hesitate to even ask you about it. But is it a case of maybe positioning or even getting shots through? Has that been the difficult part?
No, I think we're generating a little bit more now. I think we're shooting the puck a little more. It's a matter of hitting the net, I think, at times. But it's a matter of just, you know, relaxing, you know, hitting the net, putting the shots where you want to put them, getting open, communicating, you know, all the cliches, all the little things it takes to score goals.
You ran the gamut with Vancouver last year. Coach is mentioning it's getting tougher and tougher to play. What is it exactly that makes it tougher? The guys skating faster, hitting harder?
I think the teams just tend to gel as the year goes on. You know, you get used to playing a certain system or playing with your teammates, your line mates. It just gets tighter out there. There's not as much room. The checking's tighter. It's just a smoother game. So that's definitely the case, I think, every year, and this year's no different.
The standings talked about it all. I mean, or is it just all hands on deck for each and every game, as much of a cliche that is?
Some people look at the standings. I'm not one to look at them. I think just got to look at every game, every period, you know, and then if you look at the standings maybe once a month, you kind of see where you're at. But if you're playing well and you're winning games, you know you're going to be moving up.
Why is that? You don't like to look at the standings. Just curious. I mean, you probably didn't peek for Christmas presents either, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not one to really check it out. You know who's good. You know, I watch the scoreboard every night, who's winning and who's losing, but you can kind of get a sense of who's up there by wins and losses.
I asked Zach Bogosian about it too, February 27 coming up. He said he hasn't heard a single person talk about it except for me. Is that true?
What's February 27?
It's my birthday, but it's also the NHL trade deadline.
Oh, yeah. If you told me the trade deadline is coming, I might know, but I didn't know the date, so it's not something I can worry about.
Is that something guys intentionally just block out, though?
I think some guys think about it, think of where they might be going or who might be joining them, but... For me, it's not part of my job description to worry about that.
Block out the standings, block out the trade deadline. But you're just dialed in all the time.
PK, finishing checks. That's the kind of thing I worry about.
Thanks for the time. Good luck tonight.
My pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.